Welcome back to Your Tech Report. For gadget news and reviews, click to yourtechreport.com.
Back on Your Tech Report, Marco Flalo, Montreal, Mitchell Whitfield, Los Angeles, and our next guest is a no stranger to this show, Mr. Bruce Walker, product evangelist for TCL. Welcome back to the show, Bruce.
Gentlemen, always fun to be back. I love
it's been so long.
You guys about tech.
I'm getting emotional.
But you know what? We're getting emotional, but at the same time, you know, we always lick our chops like, oh, we get to talk TCL, we get to talk to Bruce. But again, as we were just like sort of joking with off the air before we started, I was like, you know what? Selfishly, I love these conversations because they're educational for me. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about a lot of different stuff. But of course, my bedroom television now is just going kaput. It was not a TCL. Never had any issues with a TCL television. Let me start from that point. But you know, when we're looking for, you know, the newest technologies, and let me ask you one quick question, Bruce, because it wasn't that long ago. I remember when we first had you on when TCL made that jump from being known from the perception being, oh, that's a good, really good budget TV, mm-hmm. to this is an amazing TV at a great price. Mm-hmm. So there was that jump.
Yep.
But now that people know TCL as a brand that makes amazing TVs, is it harder to wow people every year? Because again, now there are expectations. It's almost like, wow, we've recreated a situation where we make these amazing things that we have to live up to, and now iterate on that every year, right?
It's great because it pushes our engineers and our design team and our product team to come up with something, you know, bigger and better every year. And I think this year, when we talk about it, you'll see we have accomplished that again.
Okay, so well, dive right into it because I was going to ask you. If I look at the last 10 years in television technology, and I know that technology is actually going a little bit faster than consumers are adopting it, you know, to be perfectly honest, I think that's a safe assessment, right?
Like,
I
mean, it's amazing what the teams are coming up with for better product.
But I find all these products, I'm like, we're not really seeing them in homes yet. We're not really seeing like 6K, 8K and all this stuff. Like we're not there yet. And we will be, but at that point, where will the industry be? Which is kind of cool. But tell us specifically about TCL, what some of the announcements were that had floated that were exciting for you, obviously at CES and the industry at a whole. We'll get to that afterwards.
You guys had mentioned, you know, the evolution of TCL from the, you know, they're a great cheap TV to, they're great value for the money.
Yeah.
Our aspiration is to be TCL's a great TV. Period. We were going to talk about, you know, some of my biggest takeaways. I had the privilege of going to Vegas the week before the Super Bowl, not the game, but I'll fight with my boss about that, not you guys. And we participated in what's called the NFL Experience, in which all the partners of the NFL, including TCL, the official TV partner of the NFL. I didn't realize I had this shirt on, total coincidence.
No, it's a great shirt. I was liking it. I was noticing that when you came on. I was like, that's really cool, yeah.
Yeah, we took over the Mandalay Bay Convention Center and had fun exhibits. Our fun exhibit, this is going to go on for a minute or two, so I apologize, we had a mock sports broadcast desk up there and had Rich Eisen and Field Yates up there, and an attendee could go sit next to them, and we had a 1-minute script that they could read, and they would record it, and it would get sent to them. So that was our booth, and we had TVs there, and it was all fun. And what I loved was I wasn't participating in that directly, but I was out there kind of doing crowd control and stuff, and I would hear people walk by, and where a year or two or three or four ago, I would hear people walk by and just go, TCL, what are they doing? Why? Who are they? People were all walking by and just saying, oh, TCL's doing a sports casting desk, just like they were walking by the Toyota booth and things like that. And just there was never that who is TCL inquisitive look, which I thought was, for me, very big shift for me. So I was very excited about that. But getting back to, you know, some of the nuts and bolts of what made TCL fun and exciting in 2023 is looking back. We concluded our fifth year in a row in being a top two best-selling TV brand in the United States. Something that I think is also very telling that you guys and your audience will understand is the fact that we have leapfrogged from number 5 to number 3 in revenue share. And means not only are we selling a gazillion 32 and 40-inch TVs, but people are now accepting our premium product as something that deserves a spot in their living room. So that makes me very, very proud to do that. When we talk about technologies, you said some of the technologies, you know, it's progressing, but not quite getting in the home yet. One of the big things people see is QLED or quantum dot, and people are accepting that as kind of the gold standard for color performance. And we achieved number 2 in sales and revenue in the QLED category as well. So those are really big, exciting announcements for us in terms of market share. Outside of that, we're continuing our partnership with the NFL, the official TV of the NFL, which puts us on a different level. I was going to say different playing field, but it seemed a little ham-fisted.
Two on the money.
Two on the money. You guys might know that occasionally a gamer might dictate the discussion in the TV space. Occasionally, we continue to be the official TV of Call of Duty. That really, for the non-gamer that knows they need to buy a good gaming TV, we can say, well, we're good enough TV to be the official TV of Call of Duty. And our partnership with the TCL Chinese Theater out by where you are, out in Hollywood, cements our pillar as an involvement in the movie community. So that's kind of like the marketing stuff that's been happening with TCL in 2023. Huge sales success, huge market share gains, where we want them to come from, and just that level of acceptance that I'm feeling more and more as the months go by. From here, we can talk about some nerdy stuff if you want.
Oh, I like nerdy stuff.
I love nerdy because, you know.
And by the way, hang on. Kudos to the marketing department because those are some pretty good partnerships that I think really helped all that sales data happen by creating partnerships with, you know, NFL and Call of Duty. Like, you're going after that market, you're trying to sell that, and it really cements that home. Like, you want to watch NFL in high quality, you go to TCL. You want to play games, hey, Call of Duty, come on. You're setting that gold standard quite well, and that's a brilliant move.
And, you know, a customer walks into a store that hasn't bought a TV in 8 years. They look at a box and they see an NFL player with an NFL logo on his helmet, not just some generic thing. They're like, all right, so that is real football partnership. Our CES booth was bigger and better than ever in 2024. Attendance was back. It was exciting to see, you know, the tens of thousands of people exciting about technology. All of my other electronics companies were out there in force showing product. You know, I can't get talking about the product without being so excited that if I take my TCL shirt off for a second, my camera's on, so I won't do that. Okay. Is as an industry, we're going after performance and true benefits for customers. When we talk about industry-wide QLED and quantum dot and even QD-OLED, things like that, all this stuff, HDR, Dolby Vision, all this stuff is so that when a customer goes home and turns their TV on, they're going to get a better experience. You know, we went through phases of trying to see if 3D was good, trying to see if curved was good, and how's your curved TV working? Pretty good. Yeah, exactly.
As well as my 3D TV is.
Exactly. So now that we're talking HDR and picture quality and wide color gamut and you know, mini LED backlights, and like I said, even on the other side of the fence with QD OLED and MLA technology, everything is really raising the bar in terms of the experience for the customer. And it's great for me to talk to my product team, to talk to our engineers over at HQ in China. And the thought process always comes back is, how's this going to benefit the customer? Not how's this going to make TCL more profitable. It's really customer-centric. So that's exciting, really, as an industry. So fun part of our booth, a little outside of your comfort zone, is about half our booth was home appliances this year. We're not a huge space in the world of home appliances in the U.S., but we do have the largest major appliance manufacturing plant in Asia. We can produce 10 million refrigerators a year. There's lots of challenges to the U.S. market. Having sold appliances for 20 years in a previous life, you know, working with a company like TCL to understand that there's got to be a line of refrigerators, and what's considered a large washing machine overseas won't fit a king size comforter, got to do that in the U.S. But it's on our radar screen, and we can build them, and we can make great ones that last a long time. So when it comes to window and room air conditioners, we have a space in the United States, something along the lines of between, if you go to a display, maybe not where you live, but where you live, Mark, once a year, all the air conditioners come out and get put on display for 2 months.
Oh, yeah.
The big rack of air conditioners. If you look at the same with me in Massachusetts, and then they go back to the warehouse for 6 months. If you look at that rack of 40 or 50 air conditioners, something between three and four of those are built by us. even if our brand's not on them. Oh, so wow. There's a big story behind that as well. So look forward to that. You know, right now at one of the major big box stores, we do have a dual zone beverage and wine chiller. That's a fraction of the price of the cosmetic brand, the elite brands, and it does a great job. Oh, wow. So we're getting into that space. Get ready for that. So that was half the booth, which is really fun. There's another half the booth with TVs and soundbars. Do you want to talk about those at all? Or
Are you joking?
No, let me, absolutely.
No, let me stop you for a second. Here's the cool part, because you beat me to the punch, Bruce, as you always do. You brought up gamers. Yep. And as a gamer, of course, I appreciate all the different technologies that help my gaming experience be that much better. But the great part is the same things that make it's sort of like, you know, computers, the same thing that make a great gaming PC make for a great, you know, creative PC / business PC. A great gamer's television is a great television because absolutely. You're having great, you know, first of all, minimal lag, right? Fast response time, great picture, great fidelity, you know, mixing the 120 hertz with a 4K display, which is what every gamer is looking for. So the same things that make it great for gamers make it great for everyone. So what do you guys have cooking this year? As I, you know, I'm sitting rubbing my hands together like an evil genius, right?
Yeah, being a great gaming TV is that trial by fire. You know, when Porsche talks about their cars being stable at 180 on the Autobahn, doesn't mean much to us in the US, but it means at 75, it'll be comfortable. Right. So if you want to just go quickly into gaming, I think some of the great things we're talking about is not only when we first started doing this, we would say, yeah, we have low input lag. And that was the end of our discussion. Now there's so much more to it. And as we go through the lineup, which I think it might serve us well to talk about gaming as we go through the line, if that's okay.
Yeah, sure.
And it dovetails perfectly. The first TV, we're doing some carryover product. Our basic TVs in our S2 and S3 line are going to continue as good quality 720p and 1080p products. They have a dedicated game mode. Good basic TVs in the 32 and 40 inch screen size. Where we're really excited is one of our bread and butter TVs last year was our S4 TV. It was our entry level 4K TV. It had HDR. It was a good performing TV, tonnage model for us. And in an era where a lot of manufacturers are leaving that category alone and just counting on the volume, we really put some emphasis into it. In fact, the S5 this year has ALLM, auto game mode. A huge benefit for gamers, a very underappreciated feature, because I know a lot of the people I know that are gamers also use their game console as their streaming device. So if you're watching The Witcher on Netflix on your Xbox, it's going to be in Dolby Vision mode with cinema smoothing on and look the way you want to watch The Witcher. Only when you start playing The Witcher game on your Xbox does it change over to game mode. And then when you're done, you don't have to worry about forgetting it. It automatically goes back. So our S5 this year has auto game mode. I mentioned Dolby Vision. The S5 this year has Dolby Vision on it. So the full suite of HDR support on there. Something really exciting we're talking about. And if the product guys hear me say this, they'll freak out. But I have to be honest with everybody. When it comes to processing, picture processing, in the enthusiast community, which is you guys and your listeners, in general, it seemed there's Sony and there's everybody else. That seems to be – and when I say that knowing that that's rightly deserved. Their XR cognitive, XR1 cognitive processors are the cat's pajamas, to take a quote from the 1920s. last year, we introduced our AIPQ processor and our premium TVs that I think really did a very good job in bridging that gap and saying, you know, when it comes to up conversion and motion handling, things like that, that AIPQ processor – can do the job. We're very proud of that fact. For 2024, we've taken that AIPQ processor and we now have a family. So that AIPQ processor for better motion handling, better upscaling, is now found in that S5 TV set. So that S5 TV is something that, you know, 6-8 years ago would have been unheard of in terms of, you know, it's about 25% brighter than last year's, great picture quality. So that's where we start this year in terms of new TVs to talk about. From there, we get into our Q-class TVs, which are the Q stands for QLED. Quantum Dot, again, I mentioned before, the gold standard for color reproduction. I'm excited that when people talk about QLED, I can say, oh, by the way, you know who started that? You know, TCL had the first big screen Quantum Dot TV back in 2015, and people have joined us along in understanding that. Our Q6 TV. great gaming features. You've got a, you know, it's a native 60 hertz panel, but we've got a great feature called our Game Accelerator 120 that does allow you to do 120 VRR gaming at 1440p. So for somebody that wants good gaming, isn't quite ready for what you had mentioned, that native 120 hertz panel, it still gives you that blistering fast performance, just like some gamers just make that trade-off. What's more important for this particular game? Again, it's going to be a brighter TV set. It's going to have the IPQ processor. It's going to have Quantum Dot. Going to deliver a great TV set for us. From there, we get into the really fun stuff. Last year, our QM8 TV was really the darling of the industry. It punched way above its weight class in terms of performance, in terms of brightness, in terms of clarity, in terms of contrast. So what we wanted to do with this year is really capitalize, again, on our predominance in mini LED. Again, TCL introduced the world's first mini LED TV back in 2019. And we wanted to continue an expansion of that level of performance, but we wanted to keep the performance there. And this is where we're interested in the category. We're calling it QD Mini LED. And what that means to us, Quantum Dot Mini LED, obviously Quantum Dot, and it means a mini LED backlight with a high zone count, high level of processing, and high brightness. Candidly, I could make a mini LED TV with four mini LEDs in it and call it a mini LED. Okay. Therefore, it is mini LED. What we and most manufacturers are doing is, and with our QM7, our first foray into mini LED, is we're going to deliver a level of performance you didn't see at this level before. You're looking at last year, that flagship QM8 was about 2,000 nits of brightness, 2,000 zones of local dimming. This year, the QM7 with mini LED is going to be over 1,500 zones of local dimming and about 2,300 nits of brightness. And again, and with that, you probably gather I'm a car guy a little bit. One of Pirelli's taglines in the day is power without control is nothing. So again, if you have all those zones and all that brightness, if you can't control it and have a bright sun on a dark horizon and have it look correct, that's not going to work. So in the QM7 and QM8, we have our AIPQ Pro processor. More horsepower, more ability to have the AI processing look at scenes better. And some fun stuff is the Q6 and QM7. Q6 is going to start at a 43-inch, go up to a 98-inch. The QM7 I'm very excited about because last year the QM8 for our flagship TV, the smallest size it was 65-inch. Which is a great home theater, great this, but there are places that you need something a little smaller. So the QM7, which for all intents and purposes was the same performance envelope as the QM8 from last year, is now going to be available in a 55-inch. So 55-inch all the way up to 98-inch. So again, you talk about those gamers. Some of those gamers don't want a 65-inch TV. They're a 55-inch is too big for some of them, but that's what they want. They do
right,
it.
Right.
So to have that, and because the QM7 is a native 120 hertz panel, you get 4K 120, all that. And because of that, with our processing, we are unleashing our Game Accelerator 240 with 240 VRR. So when you have that customer that's leapt from a game console to PC gaming, you alluded to, now you're cooking with gas. 240 VRR gaming is something to talk about. So if this QM7 is the spiritual successor to the QM8 from last year, that leaves us a void at the top. And that's our QM851 this year, which is really going to be you're probably going to hear TCL say things like the best TV on the market. I've seen it against the best TVs on the market, regardless of the panel type, whether it be LED or OLED. And it's something else. It's great to be part of that conversation. It's great to have two TVs or three or four TVs of that caliber side by side and be nitpicking them. And then say, oh, by the way, this one's a TCL, to go get that reaction. But when you're looking at the QM8, again, screen sizes from 65 up to 98-inch, you're looking at 5,000 nits of brightness, 5,000 zones of local dimming. So again, with that AIPQ Pro processor, it's that control of that backlight, of that high zone count, of that high brightness, that's really going to do it for you. Because there's really two components to brightness on a TV without going too far down the rat hole. There's that ABL, they call it, the average brightness level. That's watching a ball game at noon with all the lights on. That's the brightness that you need. But there's the other component of the brightness, that those specular highlights, the lightning bolt, the glint off the aluminum bumper on a car in a race, in a game that you're playing. That's where you need that little extra horsepower quickly to give you that realistic specular highlight. And with 5,000 nits at your disposal, you've got the best of both worlds. All sorts of great QM8 and QM7, IMAX Enhanced certified, AMD FreeSync Premium certified, really everything you could want in a TV set. So I'm thinking if there's another TV we had. Oh, that's right. There's one little more TV. We introduced our 115-inch TV at CES.
Oh, that little thing.
That little thing. Yeah. So if we want to get rid of that short throw projector and find room, here's where we can talk about that. So as our flagship TV for this year, and really the TV that allows me to talk to people about the benefits of our vertical integration, which I know I ramble on about every year this year, but part of our secret sauce of looking at this QM8 and saying, wow, it compares so favorably against this other tier one brand. Why are you X amount less? Part of it is everything inside of TCL is TCL. We make our panels, we make our backlight, we make these processors, we make the feet on our TV sets. We're not paying that middleman. And that also makes us very proud of the fact that we know, because we control the entire manufacturing process, we know how everything's going to work together before we screw it together. So that gives you that consistent level of high performance. But our QM115 QM891 uses our AIPQ Ultra processor. It's a dedicated processor for that TV because it's a super powerful processor that's required to handle the 20,000 zones of local dimming and 10,000 nits of brightness this TV is capable of delivering. So when you talk about flagship, the ultimate home theater TV, a TV that will deliver a true HDR experience on a scale that you can't get with a projector. You can't get I've heard people say, you can't get a true HDR experience from a projector. It's just not there. You get a great cinematic experience, and I had a projector in my room for forever, and it was great, but there's just something about having a TV that can give you those specular highlights, that great average brightness level ABL, that really is an amazing TV for us. And more excitingly to me is this super giant TV and all this lineup is we're going to be seeing a couple months and the bigger seat sizes a month or two after that. So, you know, by kickoff of the first games of the NFL in the fall, everything for 2024 should be available.
Oh, wow. My brain is swimming right now.
We're so excited.
The speed, that's something that's changed too, is the speed at which consumers are going to be able to get the technology.
That's what I said. Normally, in the past, we've had coming out in 2019 and on December 25th, it was coming in for the fact this is something that we're all geared up. Their boxes are designed, stuff's built and built, all that exciting stuff. So we really are excited about our TV line this year. What's our time to talk about audio?
Oh, we're running over time, but we'll continue.
you can always cut it in post, right?
Exactly.
Absolutely.
So, you know, one of my favorite quotes from George Lucas is, you know, sound is half the movie going experience. And we've tipped our toes in the water for sound bars in the past. I don't know if you guys have had any personal experiences with them. And they were good. They were fine.
They were good.
They had good sound. But for the people buying a QM851 or buying 115-inch, you want a premium soundbar. This year, we're very excited that every 2024 TCL soundbar will have some version of Dolby Atmos decoding built in.
Oh,
so
wow.
Even our most entry-level soundbar, and I don't want to oversell it, it's a 2.1 soundbar. It's going to use the Atmos to improve the soundstage. It's not what we want it to ultimately be, but we have that processing to improve it on even our most entry-level soundbars. But I'll just talk to you about the flagship this year is we're going to have, for the first time, 7.1.4 soundbar, which is going to have on the main soundbar on the front, is going to have left and right, It's going to have side-firing speakers. It's going to have up-firing speakers. And the left and right is going to use our Raydance technology to give it a wider sound stage than a 36-inch soundbar. A really, really impressive wireless subwoofer. And then the rear speakers are going to be rear speakers plus up-firing in the rear as well. So nothing specific for pricing. You'll see the soundbars coming in the summer. But from what I've seen, you know, we're not talking a $900 soundbar. It's a TCL soundbar. We're going to continue that great value story. But I've heard the soundbar in action. And as a guy who loves dedicated home theater, you see it behind me. It's something I can listen to on a daily basis. It's a really, really nice sounding soundbar. It really complements our TV sets.
Oh, my gosh.
So awesome year. We are excited.
Yeah, seriously. Okay, Mitchell, what do you want in your living room? Anywhere?
I need a 65-inch, a fantastic quality for the bedroom. I'll make my list, Bruce. Don't worry.
Just send it over to me and Rochelle.
Yeah, exactly. Mitchell, you know, we're both going to sit back and listen back to this interview again and soak in all the details about 700 times before we make decisions. Bruce, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you for joining us. Maybe we'll have you back on in a couple of weeks. We'll just talk about the industry as a whole.
I kind of rambled. Yeah, whenever you guys want to chat, I'm here.
Awesome. Love it.
Always great talking with you guys.
Awesome. Bruce Walker, product evangelist over at TCL. Thank you as always. And let's take a quick break. Mitchell, we'll come back and wrap things up.
Your Tech Report will be right back.
It is your favorite girl. That's right. It's the Ali Mars, the one and the only. Everyone else just ain't me. I am the host of Welcome to Mars, a lifestyle podcast where nothing is off the table. I have come a long way from sex and dating and have transformed the new vibe to all things lifestyle. We still talk sex, but I'm more interested in the journey, where people have come from, how they made it, and where they're going. Subscribe or follow to a brand new look and a brand new era. Welcome to Mars.
Subscribe or follow on Apple, Spotify, Google, or at theallymars.com.
Because even with the new look, I'm still that same bitch you love to hate.
The Podcast Super Friends is a monthly meeting of five podcast producers.
Hi, I'm Catherine O'Brien from Branch Out Programs in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
I'm John Gay from Jagged Detroit Podcasts.
I'm Matt Kundle from the Sound Off Podcast Network.
I'm David Yes from Pod 617, the Boston Podcast Network.
And I'm Johnny Peterson from Straight Up Podcasts.
Together, they form the Podcast Super Friends, an alliance of podcast masterminds sharing best practices, insights, and discussions to help make you a better podcaster. Follow or subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or at soundoff.network.